Hello there, and thanks for tuning in. My name is Raul Gallegos, and this is my main menu review for a game called Windows Simon Says. This game is basically a Windows version of the popular Simon Says program, which people can use to basically waste time and practice on their memory skills and repetition skills. As everybody should know, the Simon Says game is basically a game where you have to repeat the tones and the notes that are given to you by the game in exactly the same order, and every time you get one successfully done, then you get the new pattern with one more tone added to it, and so on and so forth until you win the level. So, this game is written by a guy named James Bowden, who wrote it for free, so there's no registration cost, there's no shareware cost, and here at the end of the review I will provide you with the web address so that you may download the game. It's a very small game. Pretty much the only requirements that you need for this would be a Windows 95 and up system and sound card and monitor, really. And the reason I mention monitor is you can play this game without sound and just play it with the visual colors and you know, either hit the corresponding keys or with the mouse do that. But obviously for a blind user that wouldn't be much of much interest if you didn't have any vision whatsoever. So the nice thing is it uses audible sounds and you can play it just like you would a normal Simon Says game. So now I'm going to get into the program and I'll show you all the different boxes that are in the program so that you can set your levels for difficulty and number of keys, and then I will demonstrate how to play the game.
WSMN 103.
So here is the Windows Simon version 1.03 folder.
WinSimon application.
And there's the WinSimon executable.
Windows
I'm
Simon.
Pressing enter on. Okay, we have here Windows Simon. It's a very simple interface. All you have is the game pull-down and the help pull-down menu. I'm not going to go through the help menu since there's only two options there, about and instructions. The instructions can be accessed with the F1 key, and that will basically tell you how to play the game and also give you what keys go with the options for the gameplay. All keys used for this are on the left side of the keyboard. The default game mode is for four keys, so you would use the E and the R as your upper left and right, and the D and F as your lower left and right, making a traditional four-note Simon Says game. You can, however, change the options so that you only have two notes, the D and the F, or you can have six notes, which would be W, E, R, S, D, F. And the options can go all the way up to 20 keys using the entire left-hand side of your keyboard, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 being the first set, and then the next five would be Q, W, E, R, T, and so on and so forth till you get to the bottom row, five keys. But we won't be doing the 20 key, although I might just activate it and just show you what all the different sounds are for the keys. Also, the other option you can pick with the level is the difficulty in how many keys or how many notes you'll have to remember. The default is 10. You can lower that to 6, or you can up it to 12 and 15 and 20 and so on and so forth to get to 100. There's 12 different levels to choose from on that. I think that a wonderful challenge would be for someone to set this game at 20 keys and 100 notes and see how far they get. Okay, well, let's go ahead and look at the options here.
G equals game pull down.
Under the game pull down,
new game F2.
We have new game, or you can access that with F2, and that's basically what starts the game, is you can just hit F2.
L equals level, F3 dialogue.
Level, which is what I just described to you, where you can set the number of keys to play and the number of notes to remember.
F equals free play.
Free play is an option that the author wrote into the Simon Says game so that you can enable this and press all the keys that you want without actually playing the game. And this way you can know what keys go with what notes so that when you really play, you have a better chance rather than just learning from trial and error.
S equals sound checked.
And then we have the sound, and that's checked, which means that the sounds will be used. You can uncheck that, and the game would be just completely visual.
X equals exit.
And then exit to close the game and not play anymore, basically.
N equals new game.
And then we're back to new game. So let's go to free play.
Menu closed.
And we're going to... I'm going to press the ER, D, and F keys. It's better if you think of them as positional keys rather than the actual letters so that when you're playing, you can just think of the position and the note. So with the E and the R being the upper left and upper right, those are going to be the lower notes, and the D and F will be the higher notes. So I'm going to play them in that order, E, R, D, F. Okay. Now, if I hit any other keys, they don't do anything. So tapping other keys, nothing. So there's the E twice, which is the lower note. Now, if I go to the F3 option to set for different keys, I can do that and then go to the free play mode and press all the keys on the left side so you can hear all the notes. But what I'm going to do now is go ahead and start a game and show you what it sounds like when you lose and also when you win. One thing I'm going to do for this is set the mode for 6 notes. As I mentioned earlier, the default is 10, so we want to set it for 6 so that the game doesn't last as long. So we're going to hit F3.
Board. Dialogue. Choose level. Please choose a board. Unskill level. Board 2, 4 squares. Level 2, 10 notes. Default. OK button. Cancel button. 2, oh. 4 squares. 2 of 7 combo box.
Okay, we're on the option 2 for number of squares, and we're defaulted on option 2, which is 4 squares.
3, 6 squares, 3.
There's 6 squares.
4, 9 squares.
9 squares.
5, 12 squares.
12 squares. And so on and so forth till you get to 20 squares. So I'm going to go ahead and set
one,
it back to
2, 4, square.
4 squares.
Level, 2, 10 notes.
I'm hitting the tab key to go to the number of notes. The default is 10 notes. I can go
3,
down
15 notes.
And go to 15 notes.
4, 20 notes.
Option 4 is 20 notes.
5, 25.
25 notes. So on and so forth. I'm going to go ahead and hit home.
1, 6 notes.
To go to the top, and that gives me to option 1, which is 6 notes. And that's what we're going to do for this demonstration. From here, I can just press enter or tap
okay
to the
button.
OK button.
Windows
hit
Simon.
The space bar. Okay, so now we're ready to play. So again, I'm going to hit F2, and that starts your game. So that key, I believe, was the upper right key, and I was wrong. So I lost the game, and that's it. All you do is keep pressing F2, and that starts a new game. That is the upper left key. So I hit that. Now it's repeating. And I just copy what it told me. Go. That sequence was upper left, lower left, upper right, lower right, upper right twice. And that was the 6 keys, and I won the game. And that's it. So if you want to play again, you just hit F2. So let's go ahead and try that again. That's lower left. Again, lower left twice. And lower left and then upper right. Okay, so that's pretty much how you do it. Let's go ahead and show you some more notes.
Board.
I'm
going to
do
3, 6 squares.
6 squares this time.
Level.
And I'm going to keep it
1, 6 notes.
At 6 notes. So this time.
Okay, button. Windows Simon.
We have 6 notes and 6 squares. Now the 6 notes, when you set it to 6 notes mode, you use the original 4 keys, but you also use the W and the S key. So it's going to go in the order of notes. It's going to go W, E, R, S, D, F. So let's go ahead and go to the free play.
G equal, L equals F equals free play.
Right there.
Menu closed.
Now I'm going to hit those keys that I just mentioned, and we're going to hear what they sound like. Okay, so the notes are a little different. Again, I'll start with W, E, R, S, D, F. Alright, let's hit F2. That was the W. W, E. So far it's pretty easy here. E-E. And I won. That was pretty easy. I haven't really practiced with some of these other number of notes, but it can get quite challenging. I think that the author did a very good job in this. It's a very wonderful game, and as I mentioned before, it was free, or it is free, rather. The address to download this game is http://freespace.virgin.net/jr.bowden, and again, that's http://freespace.virgin.net/jr.bowden. And he's got some other utilities on there which you can grab. To my knowledge, they're all free, and the Simon game is definitely good. I really like it. I came across it from being on the Blind Gamers list. Someone had posted it on there. I don't recall offhand who it was to give them the proper credit, but checked it out, and the few people that I've told them about this game thought it was great. So The game is not even a meg in size. It's probably even a lot smaller than that. Very small, and again, you don't need to run any sort of install program or anything like that. You just unzip it, and you can either set a shortcut or just place it somewhere and just run it that way. So, very good. When you're ready to exit the game, all you do is close it with Alt F4 or pull down the game menu and go to the exit option. I'm going to go ahead and show you what the tones sound like when you hit the, or when you set the mode for 20 key mode.
Board.
Just so you can have an idea.
720 squares.
So here's 20 squares.
Windows Simon.
And now I'm going to
F equals replay. Menu closed.
Now, the keys here in 20 square mode are pretty much the entire left side of your keyboard. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the next row from W through T, and then A through G, and then the final row, which is what I call the Winamp row. Now, try playing that on a regular game. I think that there are a lot of us out there that are very musically and note inclined that could probably do a very good job. I'm not one of them, but I'm sure there are people out there. If you need to get a hold of me regarding this review or regarding the game, feel free to either post on the Blind Gamers list, which I'm a part of, and I'll see the message, or you can write me. My email address is raul@asmodian.net, and that is spelled raul@asmodian.net. You can also look at my contact page from my webpage, www.asmodian.net, and just click the contact link and feel free to visit around the page if you choose to do that. You can contact me through MSN, AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo, and ICQ. I've been a long time ICQ user and I still use it, and so I've got those forms of contact. And as I mentioned, also, I'm on the Blind Gamers list. So, happy gaming, and this is definitely one of those games that I feel proud to have as part of my game collection. Take care. Goodbye.